If you think of the money being spent, it does two things. One is it stimulates other sectors. People buy more things. That Letterkenny Institute of Technology buys goods and services. That goods and services, plus the money injected into Letterkenny Institute of Technology, results in an overall increase in national income. And the methodology we used is the world gold standard approach to thinking about the impact of any sector, any industry. Letterkenny gives, by this measure, the greatest bang for the buck.
It's perhaps underestimated the impact it has on the local economy.
Well, not just on the local economy, where, of course, it's an enormous employer and a big business, but on the national economy. And what we find is that it's doing exactly what you would expect something of its size to do. It's providing significant stimulus, both nationally and regionally, as well, of course, as giving a very good quality educational experience.
It has, like most institutions, I presume, suffered from budget cuts in recent years. Presumably, given the fact that it is of benefit to the economy locally and nationally, we should instead be increasing our investments.
Well, across the sector of higher education, institutes of technology, teacher training colleges, universities, they've suffered a 12% cut in staff, a 20% cut in government funding, and have had a 24% increase in output over the last 5 years. So that's a level of efficiency which has been gained or forced on the sector, which is probably unrivaled across the economy as a whole. The reality is that every single speaker internationally who has looked at the Irish higher education sector, so forget about me, you know, you can dismiss me or the guys in Letterkenny as vested interests. Cold-hearted accountants and economists in the OECD and the IMF have said that it is now damaging the sector, the level of cuts that is being imposed. So at the very least, I think we need to see a halt to the cuts in real terms, because we are in danger of really cutting beyond the bone and making the sector unfit for purpose. We can't pretend to want to have a knowledge economy while eating the seed corn that creates that knowledge.